You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you know, a couple of weeks ago, I put out a video called Men Are Not Going Back to the Traditional Workforce, where once again, society is clamoring to try to find a reason why over 7 million men have dropped out of the workforce. And of course, they have Micro and that Eberstadt guy trying to make sense of it. Now, I find this article extremely interesting because now we're going to go over to the job sector itself. Now, this article was published on the 9th of September. Nearly 10 million jobs across America are still vacant because of society's quote-unquote harebrained decisions and college push, says Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe. Is there a solution for this crisis? That is a grand question, and I'm going to give my answer when I'm done with this article. As of July 2024, the American economy had 7.7 million job openings. This is up from less than 5 million a decade ago. Now, gentlemen, you should know that when it comes to the job openings market, those books have been cooked. Yeah, it was found out when there was an audit that there was actually close to 1 million less jobs than that were reported. So yeah, take that number with a grain of salt. But I also find it very convenient that that number matches the number of men who are not looking for work. Coincidence? I think not. Mike Rowe, the well-known host of Dirty Jobs and Somebody's Gotta Do It, has an explanation for this growing skills gap. Now, on my last video, when I talked about this, there was a particular comment that said that Micro might not have been doing the jobs, that he might have been somewhat faking. Listen, it wasn't about Micro himself. It was about the job itself. And the fact that, yeah, a lot of people are not doing those quote unquote dirty jobs. That was the focus of the show. Blue collar labor shortage. Rowe believes many of the vacant positions are for what he calls dirty jobs, blue collar work that requires training and experience in the trades rather than the traditional 4-year college degree. A 2019 study by the Conference Board supports this claim. It said that 85% of companies in mostly blue-collar industries reported recruiting difficulties versus 64% among companies in mostly white-collar industries. It may be that young adults are not keen to acquire trade skills and fill those jobs. 74% of Americans 18 to 20 perceive a stigma over choosing vocational school instead of college, and 79% of their parents wanted them to pursue a college education after high school, according to a McKinsey survey. In addition to this, McKinsey said that the on-site and highly structured nature of construction and manufacturing jobs doesn't map to younger workers' employment preferences like workplace flexibility. Now, I'm going to explain why, in my humble opinion, even though it's more fact than opinion, why there are so many younger men shying away from blue-collar work. Quote, unquote, scandalous push for college degrees. Now, as we all know, modern college is so anti-male. It is absolutely ridiculous. Oh, we want young men to attend college, yet we've made college such a hostile environment that if a man so much as glances the wrong way at a woman, guess what? We're going to find a way to kick him out of college. No. Roe clarifies, that he isn't against the idea of young people pursuing college. But the benefits of obtaining a degree, he argues, must be weighed against the costs involved. Now we all know college is one big fucking Ponzi scheme. There's nothing wrong with a four-year degree, he said. I've got one. It served me well. But in 1984, when the dust settled, 2 years at community college and 2 years at university cost $12,400. Today, same schools, same course load, $95,000. So never in the history of Western civilization has anything become more expensive more quickly than this four-year degree. And yet, the pressure we've put on kids to get one, cost be damned, is scandalous. Total student loan debt has ballooned from $260 billion in the second quarter of 2004 to $1.5 trillion in the second quarter of 2024, according to the Federal Reserve. And who holds the majority of that debt? We all know. This crisis may have convinced some young adults to reconsider their approach to education. A recent survey by Pew Research found that only 22% of American adults believe a college degree is worth the cost if the student needs to rely on loans to finance it. This may be an early indication of a turnaround in public perception about education and skills training. Well. Now, close as he was not hovering over the target. The general vicinity, yes. However, I'm going to go ahead and drop a precision airstrike on this, because the one thing that has been left out of the conversation when it comes to men and working is women. Yes, the big clue in the blue collar, worker shortage. Women, we all know hypergamy, but let's not even focus on hypergamy. Let's focus on something even more basic. Status. Yep, status. When it comes to women, we all know. When it comes to the blue-collar man, out in the open. And I'm going to explain what I mean by that soon enough. But out in the open, out in regular society, women do not want to be with blue-collar men. Why? Because it is not a status symbol. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And motivations. I always say this. Incentives drive behavior. What are the motivations? Well, it's real simple. Women are motivated they can be pretty much maneuvered and manipulated via emotions. Yeah. Tell a woman what she wants to hear. Make her feel good. Prime example. Let's say you have a woman who goes to college and gets an underwater basket weaving degree. Yet, she turns out to be a barista at Starbucks or working at Chipotle or something. She honestly feels superior to the plumber. Now, mind you, the plumber didn't go to college. He went to trade school. He ended up, let's just say he's clearing $95,000 a year. What do you think that barista worker's clearing? Maybe 30, 40. But yet, that barista still feels superior to the plumber, all because she went to college. Yeah, once again, women are motivated by emotion. Men are motivated by tangibles. Yeah, man, that's an arpism for your ass. Women are motivated by emotions. Men are motivated by tangibles. Oh, write that down, gentlemen. But it's true. It's true. As long as women are made to feel superior to men, this is why you have a lot of men who have dropped out of the workforce. Why? Because for men to work, the tangibles would have been wife, house, kids, the quote unquote old American dream. However, let's be crystal clear about something. The American dream is D-E-D dead. Period. Point blank. Yeah. But, yeah, it's because women and their insatiable greed that we all know the government and the system implanted in them. Yeah, every woman deserves the best of the best man. Every woman is a princess, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but guess what? Women are lied to, men are told the truth. Society has concocted a big veil to put over women's eyes to convince them, yeah, girl, you're a boss bitch, yeah, 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 yeah. But to us men, Guess what? If you're not slaving away, you ain't shit. Yeah, men are tired of playing a rigged game, which is why a lot of men have said, you know what? Fuck this shit, I'm out. Period, point blank. So, let's answer the question that was posed. Is there a solution to this crisis? Well, yes. However, that solution is not going to be a nice one. It will not. In fact, this solution, unfortunately, might require a little bloodshed. Just saying. But yeah, you cannot have a revolution without bloodshed. You can't. However, I will say this. The men who have walked away from society, the men who have walked away from the workforce, that would be an example of a successful revolution without bloodshed. As we all know in the past, when, you know, people were wronged, when people felt wronged, guess what? Heads started rolling. Now, in this day and age, the men say, you know what? Fuck it. The best thing to do is nothing. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. Give your solution if you have one. Just saying. Yeah, if they really want to fix this, the first thing they're going to have to do is they're going to have to incentivize men to want to come back. And that right there is going to be a damn near miracle of a task. Second thing, well, got to say it. You got to disempower women. That right there is going to be the linchpin. Disempower women. Guess what? This society is not going to do it. Why? Because it's going to continue to rely on the absolute greed of women. Women are the big consumers. So guess what? Hey, ultimately, it is what it is. This society's crashing. This society's burning. And guess what? Men are just standing by watching. Some men have already got their weenies and marshmallows and beer, and they're having a grand old time. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. Oh, before I forget, all you women out there who really think that you're going to continue to just float on in society and that some man's going to pick up the slack for you, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally clear. The power that you thought society gave you, which has all been one big fucking illusion, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to continue to fall on the sword to keep this society going, that has gone out right along with it. So yeah, guess what, girls? It's time for you to prove yourself. And we all know women are burning out even faster than men. Yeah, put that in your pipes and smoke it and take that kick to the ovaries. Now, RPM, I am out.